Be seated.
好，请坐。
Well, today is Easter, and in America, it's also April Fool's Day.
今天是复活节哈，可是在美国也是愚人节。
So let's talk about the foolishness of the gospel we preach.
所以让我来告诉你关于我们所传讲福音的愚笨性。
The Bible says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
因为十字架的道理对走向灭亡的人来说是愚笨的。
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
可是对我们这些得救的人来说，是神的大能。
At the very first sermon, the very first time the disciples preached about the resurrection,
第一次这些门徒们呢，在跟大家讲这个复活的大能时候，
Peter proclaimed that he followed a crucified, risen, returning, reigning Lord.
然后彼得就跟大家说，我相信的就是这位被钉十字架的，已经复活的。
And the people responded, "Have you been drinking?"
那人家就说，哎，你是喝醉了吗？
This sounds ridiculous. What you're telling us?
他说，你这样说的是什么道理啊？怎么觉得好？
And in fact,
不可思议。
When Jesus rose, his disciples had a lot of trouble believing it.
其实当耶稣复活的时候，他的门徒还是很难相信。
One of them, Thomas, said, "I won't believe it unless I put my hands in the holes in his hands and the hole in his side."
然后有你知道多马吗？他说，如果我手没有放到他的那个钉痕里面的话，我绝对不相信。
A week later, Jesus came up and said, "Peace be with you."
然后一周以后，耶稣就出现说，愿你们平安。
Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand, place it on my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
然后他就对多马说：“把你的指头放在这里，看看我的手吧。伸出你的手来，探探我的肋旁。不要疑惑，只要信。”
He didn't ask for blind faith. He didn't want us to leave our brains at the door.
他不是只是要我们这样随随便便迷信。他不是说叫我们把大脑放在门外。
There's evidence to consider.
是有证据的，要考量的。
But even after that, and after the disciples were with him for 40 more days,
然后后来，甚至在那个耶稣复活以后，那个门徒跟他们也度过了四十多天之后，
they still struggled with doubt.
还是有些人还在怀疑当中。
They were still struggling with whether they had been fooled, whether this was fake news.
他们想说，这到底是真实的还是虚伪的新闻？
It wasn't that they didn't believe in God.
不是说他们不相信神。
And it wasn't that they didn't believe that God could raise people from the dead.
也不是说他们不相信说神可以使人从死里复活。
In fact, they had seen Jesus raise 3 people from the dead, and they rejoiced.
对啊，所以其实他们很欢喜啊，因为他们曾经看到耶稣三次使人从死里复活。
But for Jesus himself,To die and rise again, they just didn't understand.
可是要耶稣他本人从死里复活，这个对他来讲，这太不明白了。
There was no category in their minds for a savior that is so humble and such a servant to the point of death.
他们这个脑子里哈就没有一个地方能够了解说为什么这个救主会为他们而死，而且自己会本来先成为一个人，然后死去。
And similarly here in John 6:36, Jesus says, I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe.
对啊，他这边说，你看，你们虽然见了我，还是不信。
How could they expected the Savior to be this great, powerful, commanding, mighty warrior king?
因为他们在想象心中的这个救主就是一个哇，来掌王权的这个很有能力的这个王国王。
How could he be so humble?
你怎么可能这么谦卑呢?
How could he be so meek?
怎么可以这么低微呢?
Okay, the disciples slowly caught on.
可是门徒们渐渐也来了解了。
And when they finally understood, they had great courage.
所以后来最后他们明白了以后，他们就很有勇气。
When they finally understood, then they were ready to proclaim what they had seen and heard and die for it.
而且真的，他们真的了解以后，他们就开始要为他们所听到的这个福音而来殉道。
And later, another doubter named Paul said, "I've got 500 witnesses that say this is what happened."
对啊，其实后来这个保罗 也这样说，其实有大概500多人能够为主耶稣的复活做见证。
So when they understood the message, why did they love it so much?
那为什么他们了解以后，他们这么喜欢这样子的福音呢？
The world says it's foolish. Why do we say, why does the Bible say this is the wisdom and the power of God?
对啊，那就是在人看来是就外面的人，世界的人觉得是愚拙的，可是在我们看来是神的大能。
The first thing to understand, according to the Bible, first thing to understand, the Bible says the wages of our sin is death.
所以我们要开始来了解，就是圣经说，因为罪的工价就是死。
Now truly, no other religion had said this before.
没有其他的宗教说过这件事儿。
It said there is something seriously wrong with the world, and that's why God brings death.
就是说我们这个世界上好像有些真的是不对的地方，没有办法再继续生存下去。
Bible says God's original plan is for us to live forever, no death.
其实神本意是要我们能够活到永生，根本就是没有死亡。
He put Adam and Eve in paradise, and they were to live there with God for eternity.
他把亚当跟夏娃放在伊甸园，就是让他们能够活到永生。
But they chose to believe a lie. They chose to turn away from God.
对啊，可是他们就决定要听那个谎言，然后就不看专业。
The consequences of this are death.
对，这个OK， 这个罪的工价就是死。
God looks at the world now and he says, as things are, he will not allow it to continue.
而且依照我们现在的状况来看，他不会让这个世界永远存着。
You say, if God is so loving and kind, why does he allow so much evil in the world?
那我们常常会讲说，哎呦，如果神这么好的话，为什么世界上有这么多邪恶呢？
Well, he's going to wipe it out.
Oh, pardon.
He's going to destroy it with great anger.
对，他是要毁灭现在这么不好的世界的。
You know, if you look at the news, you might understand why God is so angry.
如果我们现在看看我们现在的新闻，我们应该知道为什么神这么的愤怒。
Tens of thousands of children starve to death every day.
对啊，你看我们现在有成千上万的孩童每天都在饥饿着。
Got lots of leaders repeatedly threatening to wipe out millions of people with nuclear bombs.
对啊，然后你看有好多领袖们，他们讲要用核子炸弹要来清除他们的许多人。
But in America, what is everybody talking about?
那你们觉得现在美国大家新闻在说什么呢？
Everybody's talking about an affair that President Trump had with an adult movie actress.
你看，我们居然在美国是在讲说我们的川普总统跟一个成人电影女演员有发生关系。
What's kind of shocking is that they're treating a porn star as a very respectable career.
而且令人惊讶的是，他们在谈论的时候把这个色情电影当做一个可敬的职业。
Now Jesus was very kind to prostitutes. They did not feel judged by him. He was a friend of sinners and prostitutes.
其实耶稣基督他对妓女很好，他们并不觉得自己被论断了，而且耶稣是罪人妓女的朋友。
But he also told them sin no more.
可是他告诉他们不要再犯罪了。
God is very angry. He's going to bring destruction.
神真的是现在很愤怒的，而且他是要来毁灭这个地球。
Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
就像圣经说的，现在斧头已经放在树根上，所有不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
Jesus talked a lot about hell.
其实，在圣经当中，耶稣有讲到许多有关于地狱的事情。
And he said, "Yes, God is going to cleanse the entire planet with fire."
他是有这样说，神将会用烈火来洁净整个地球。
But he's not our enemy.
他不是我们的敌人。
So the second thing to understand, to really understand why Jesus died and what happened, first, it's that the wages of sin is death.
我们等一下要讲第二个，为什么福音这么好？可是我们刚刚是讲到，因为第一个，因为罪的工价就是死。
Second thing to understand is the free gift of God is eternal life.
然后圣经说，神的恩赏在我们主耶稣基督里却是永生。
God wants to create good things. He wants to create good trees that bear good fruit.
神要我们的真的是活得好，而且是我们要是成为好树，然后有结好果子。
So he wants to recreate the entire world.
神要重新来创造这个世界。
He wants to recreate you and I.
他要重新创造你和我。
Jesus said, "You must be born again."
耶稣说，你一定要重生。
And then he will take us to paradise forever and ever and ever.
然后他叫我们带我们到新天新地，永永远远的。
Because he is God, that's what he wants. He wants us in a paradise forever.
因为他是神啊，他要跟我们一起在新天新地，永永远远的。
You have to be willing to accept his forgiveness.
可是我们怎么样？我们需要愿意来接受。
You have to be willing to humble yourself before the judge.
我们要在这个大审判官之前，我们来谦卑自己。
People look at Jesus, and they were just shocked. They couldn't understand how could a Savior be so humble and meek.
那人们看到耶稣就觉得这个救主怎么可能这么的谦卑呢
？They saw the miracles, and they just didn't believe.
他们看了这么多的奇迹神迹，还是不能相信。
Just as Jesus became humble and meek, so you and I.Must follow him in being humble before the judge.
就像主耶稣基督他谦卑自己，我们也应该这样子在大审判官面前来谦卑自己。
And in the Bible, you'll see there's only one group of people that really made Jesus angry.
其实你知道吗？在圣经当中，只有一群人让耶稣觉得非常的愤怒。
It was the self-righteous people.
就是那些自以为意的人。
Said, "I'm good enough."
我哎呀，我太好了。
I'm not that bad. I am pretty good in God's sight.
其实我行为啊都不错啊。
He was a friend of sinners, but the religious elite, they hated him.
然后你看那些宗教领袖们就非常的不喜欢耶稣。
And the religious leaders would pile all these rules on people's backs.
然后你看这些宗教领袖他们就给人一大堆规定，一大堆规则。
You have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this, and this, and this, in order to be holy.
然后就说你如果要圣洁的话，你就要做这个，做那个，做这个，做那个，才会成为圣洁。
And the people are like, "Oh, I can't handle this. It's so hard."
对啊，然后人就这样被压着，觉得说，哎呀，这个重担好重，好重，就没有办法。
They could say, "Oh, well, we're strong. We can handle it. We're good."
然后他们就觉得，我们很行，我们没办，我们一定可以的。
Jesus said, "No, you're not."
耶稣说不行。
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary, carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. You will find rest for your souls."
耶稣说，你们所有劳苦担重担的人啊，到我这里来吧，我必使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们应当负我的轭，向我学习，你们就必得着心灵的安息。我的轭是容易负的，我的担子是轻省的。
Tell you about this young man, Joseph Kim, grew up in North Korea.
这位年轻人他叫做金约瑟，在这个北韩，就是北朝鲜长大。
He had a loving mother and father and an older sister that cared for him.
他有个很爱他的爸爸妈妈，然后有个照顾他的姐姐。
He had a good life. He says he remembers chasing dragonflies with his friends.
其实他从小童年很快乐，他跟他小朋友们一起来捉蜻蜓。
Says he remembers they would wait with excitement for the cartoons to come on.
而且他小时候就很兴奋的等着电视上的那个漫画卡通来上演。
Young people today have no idea what that means.
你们可能很多人都不了解那什么意思哈。
They have cartoons 24 hours a day.
因为你们现在24小时都可以看到卡通。
Even I remember waiting. I can't wait. Saturday morning, watch the cartoons.
其实我自己都记得哈，每个礼拜六早上我就好迫不及待等着那个卡通影片要上演。
Then in 1995 in North Korea, the Great Famine came.
结果在1995年，这个北朝鲜就有一个很严重的大饥荒。
The privileges of childhood were stripped away.
结果你看他童年的那些特权完完全全就被剥夺了。
So when Joseph was 12 years old, his father starved to death.
就他十二岁的时候，他父亲居然是饿死的。
And their house was taken away to pay a debt.
然后他们房子就被拿去还债。
His mother and older sister fled into China to try to find some kind of work.
然后他的母亲跟姐姐就到中国去寻找食物。
mother sold his older sister in marriage.
可是后来又把他的姐姐卖了当做新娘。
They didn't know what trafficking was.
他们那时候不晓得什么叫做人口贩卖。
He lived on the streets as an orphan.
后来他就变成一个孤儿，然后流浪街头。
When his mother came back, she was put in prison.
然后他的母亲后来回北朝鲜，结果却被关到监狱里了。
So when Joseph was 15, he himself fled to China.
然后15岁的时候，他就决定逃往中国。
And for several weeks, he survived on begging, just barely survived.
然后后来好几周，他就勉勉强强的就乞讨生活。
And an old woman suggested he try visiting a church.
后来有一个年长的女士就建议他去找教会。
He had no idea what she was talking about.
他也不晓得什么叫教会。
She said, "Find the building with a cross on it."
他就说，哦，你是看到那个建筑物上面有十字架。
So he went to the church, and they fed him.
然后他就去教会，然后教会人就给他吃。
And then he wandered to Tumen City in Jilin.
然后后来他又到这个吉林省的这个图门市。
And he found another building with a cross on it.
然后他又找了另外一家这个建筑物是有十字架的。
And over the door are written the words, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
哎，结果他就看到这一句了。你们所有劳苦担重担的人，到我这里来吧，我必使你们得安息。
And he lied to them, said he was traveling to another city to find a sister, and he needed money, and they gave him 50 renminbi.
后来他就对他们说谎，说他要去另外一个城市找姐姐，然后他们就给他50块人民币。
So he stuck around there.
可是他还是留在那个附近。
And he kept going back to them for food.
他还是常常回去找食物吃。
And one of them said, "You know, there's an older there's a Korean woman in this other village, a Christian."
然后有人就建议他说，哎，这另外一个城市有一个这个韩裔的华人妇女。
And she actually let him move in with her. He called her grandma.
然后这个女人就接待他了，然后他就称这个女人叫奶奶。
My first prayer to God was said in China, the night grandma introduced me to a hymn.
然后他就这样说，他说我一生中第一个祷告是在中国，然后一个晚上这个奶奶跟我介绍了一首赞美诗。
And the hymn was, "Father, I stretch my hands out to thee, no other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, ah, whither shall I go?"
是一个卫斯理的赞美诗。天父，我向你伸出双手，没有他人帮。如果你从我生命中退去，我要去哪儿呢？
That night I prayed, "God, I don't know who you are or whether you exist, as the Bible and the Christians claim, but I need your help."
结果那天晚上，他就跟神祈祷说，我不知道你是谁，我也不晓得你到底是不是跟圣经还有基督徒宣称的那位存在的神呢？可是我需要你的帮助。
And this adopted grandmother explained the gospel to him, told him he was a sinner, he had to repent.
然后这位奶奶就跟他解释福音，然后就跟他讲说，你要认罪。
And this orphan, who'd seen his own father starve to death, who could have been so bitter and angry at God.
你看这位孤儿，其实他心中一定有很多苦毒，对不对？因为他父亲被饿死了，其实他可能会对神非常的愤怒。
He said, "Of course, yes, I'm a sinner."
可是你知道吗？他就好单纯的说：“是的，我就是一个罪人。”
He had no trouble humbling himself before God.
他在神面前就非常单纯的就说：“我是罪人。”
Later, some Christians in the U.S. helped him to move here.
后来有一些美国的基督徒帮助他搬到美国来。
Now he's attending college in New York City.
他现在就在纽约州上大学。
So the simple message for you this morning: why don't you do the same thing Joseph did?
所以今天给大家的一个信息就是说，那我们是不是能够跟约瑟一样呢？我们来看看耶稣祈祷。
The first thing to understand: God is angry. He says the wages of sin is death.
第一个，我们刚刚就说罪的工价就是死。
He created us to live forever, but he's not going to allow that to happen as things are, and he's going to cleanse the earth with fire.
他是要我们得永生，可是现在世界太糟糕了，所以他用烈火会烧灭这个地球。
Second thing to understand, the message of Easter is that the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus.
而且我们要知道说，神就永生。
Third thing you need to know is that it is personal.
后第三个我们要知道，这是我们个人跟神的关系。
We do not follow a set of rules. We do not follow a set of principles. We follow a person.
我们不是说只是啊，就是遵守这些规章啊、规则了。我们是跟一个人来建立关系。
We receive the gift of life from a person, and we commit to follow a person.
我们来接受神赐给我们的永生，然后我们来跟随耶稣。
For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him should have eternal life.And I will raise him up on the last day.
因为圣经说，因为我父的旨意是要使所有看见了子而信的人有永生，并且在末日我要使他们复活。
So if you have not begun one already, God wants a relationship with you.
所以如果在座的人还没有跟神有关系的话，其实上帝希望跟你建立关系。
He eagerly offers this to anyone who will accept.
他真的是非常非常渴望建立关系，如果你愿意接受的话。
You know, life often demands certain qualifications.
我们在生活当中常常需要一些资格，对不对？
To get a driver's license, you have to pass a test.
那你要有驾照要怎么样？要先考试啊。
I'm trying to get my son to take the test.
看，我想说叫我儿子要去考那个试儿。
To land a certain job, you have to show your credentials, you have to show your resume.
对呀、啊，那你我们要找工作，对不对？我们要证明说我们有那个能力，然后给他看我们的履历表。
If A, then B. Prove that you are worthy.
我们常常我们的生活就是你要有 A, 然后才有 B, 对不对？就是要证明说我们是有价值的。
Prove that you're qualified, that you're acceptable.
证明说你是有资格的，你可以被接受的。
At what point can you know that you're acceptable before God, the Almighty?
那我们来想想看，我们是在什么时候，我们才知道神完全接纳我们呢？
Unlike anything else in this life, a relationship with God doesn't begin with unless.
哦，就是我们在跟我们经历其他的事情不一样，我们跟神的关系不是说从如果一定要怎么样，就是请一定要接受我，因为怎么样怎么样这句话开始。
It's not accept me because of anything I have done or deserve.
不是说哦，因为我做了这些了，你就接纳我吧。
It starts with God saying, "I forgive you. You are forgiven."
而是怎么样呢？神自己主动说，我原谅你了。
Of course, to hear that, we have to humble ourselves and admit that we are a sinner that needs forgiveness.
所以我们要听到神说原谅我们，我们当然自己要先谦卑下来。
But it starts with him saying, "Welcome, come to me."
可是神自己主动说，我接受你，我欢迎你，来吧。
Heaven is not a paycheck, or a graduation certificate, or a letter jacket.
可是天堂不是像我们这个薪水单哈，或是毕业证书啊，或是高中生的那个字母夹克。
It's not something you earn or deserve.
并不是说我们去赚取的，或是去努力得到的。
It's something we receive by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
是我们因为神的恩典，我们去相信神的恩典，我们就接受永生。
And we don't owe Jesus anything for it. He doesn't say, "Okay, now you owe me."
然后耶稣不会说，哦，你现在欠我了。
No, he gave it freely.
他是白白的赐给我们这个永生。
Just like the Bible says, just like a groom.Ask his bride to give herself to him freely.
就像一个良人，他在跟他的新娘说，然后他就把他自己给了这个新娘。
So Jesus says, "Come to me," and he asks us to give ourselves to him freely.
耶稣说，来吧，然后他就把自己给了我们。
And so we have hope.
所以我们就有希望了。
Hope lives, and he stands on nail-pierced feet.
这个希望是什么呢？是活生生的，是坚定在神有钉痕的脚上。
And the only thing left in the tomb is death itself.
坟墓中剩下什么呢？只有死亡本身。
Death died when Jesus rose.
死亡就死了，然后耶稣就复活了。
He's turned all of our sunsets into dawns.
他把我们所有的日落都变成了黎明。
So why don't you look to him this morning?
所以我们今天早上我们是不是来看看耶稣呢
Why don't you accept this bread of life?
我们是不是来接受这个生命的灵粮
Are you hungry for life?
我们希望，我们渴望我们的生活平顺吗？
You know, we are all so busy. We're all always on the clock, striving hard to build up our careers and our lives.
我们每一个人真的天天都非常的忙碌，对不对？我们都好像就是尽心的努力，然后来建立我们的小天地。
Bible says you'll never get enough.
圣经怎么说？我们是永远不会满足的。
Are you hungry for peace?
你渴望生活中有平安吗？
You know, we want to build up a lot of wealth, build up a little kingdom so that we can retire in peace.
我们想要说，哎呀，我们就赚好多好多钱了，然后我们以后就可以安稳的退休了。
Bible says you'll never get enough.
圣经说你绝对不会满足的。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
因为耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
Are you hungry for acceptance?
我们渴望被大家接受吗？
We're constantly working to impress people and to try to show that we deserve acceptance.
我们就一直很努力的在工作，让我们能够让我们的成就让别人看起来，哇，你好棒哦！我们感觉到啊，我们能够被接受。
Yet deep in our hearts, there is a shame that we have to hide.
其实我们每个人心中都有一些很羞愧的地方，我们都不敢跟别人说的。
Jesus says, "You can't do it." You can't get enough acceptance. You can't get enough honor to cover your shame.
耶稣说，你绝对没有办法说接受更多的这个别人的称赞而来遮盖你的羞愧。
Can't do it on your own strength.
我们没有办法靠自己的能力来做。
It says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
因为在约翰福音六章三十五节说，我就是生命的粮，凡到我这里来都必定不饿，凡信我的永远不渴。
You take the bread of life this morning.
你们愿不愿意今天接受生命的粮呢？
Don't settle for something temporary.
我们不要只是满足于暂时的事情，短暂的事情。
Beware, be careful. Don't say my life is good enough.
我们真的要好好的想一想，不要说，哎呀，我目前的日子够好啦。
The Bible says tells a story of two brothers, Jacob and Esau.
圣经有两个兄弟的故事，一个是雅各，一个是以扫。
And Esau had a great promise given to him because he was the firstborn.
那因为以扫是长子，其实他有很好的这个祝福。
But one day he became very hungry.
有一天他非常的饿了。
And he sold this great promise for a bowl of beans.
就他就为了他自己的这个很饿，然后为了一碗豆子，然后就卖掉了他的这个应许的祝福。
Says later on, he regretted his decision and wanted to go back and change it.
可是他后来他很后悔自己的决定，他想要试图要改变。
He was in tears, but there was no changing it.
那个时候他流下了眼泪，可是为时已晚。
You and I, you know, especially here in the Woodlands, we are so tempted to say, "It's good enough."
你看我们现在住在林城，对不对？我们的生活这么好，我们就说，哎呀，我们现在生活够好啦。
What I have is enough. I don't actually need God. I don't need heaven. Good enough as it is.
我们现在生活多好啊，对不对？我什么都有了，我根本就不需要去思想这些什么天堂的事情。
There are a thousand ways Satan will tempt us to just settle.
其实你知道吗？撒旦会用千种方法来引诱我们，就停留在那个够好了的那个状态。
These guys are called riggers.
这些人被称为装配者。
They work for the U.S. Air Force, the Airborne.
他们是在美国这个空军的降落部队这边一起上班。
And they rig the parachutes for the guys who leap out of planes.
他们就是为那个降落伞兵来装配那个空降的那个设备。
Each parachute takes 30 folds. Each one takes about 20 minutes.
然后他们每个这个降落伞要折三十次，而且要大概要二十分钟。
Unless there are tears or problems that need to be repaired on the parachute.
然后如果有些地方破掉的话，他们就要来修理它，要把它缝合起来。
And they have a motto.
他们有个口号哦。
Their motto is, "I will be sure, always."
他们的口号是什么？我要永远确定。
I will not allow the idea that something is good enough to cause me to make a potential mistake or error, and therefore make me a potential murderer.
他们就是说，我绝对不会允许够好了这样子的想法让我犯到一个潜在的错误，因为我可能成为一个凶手。
So they've got this life or death focus.
所以他们有这个态度，就是关键生死的态度。
We urge you this morning to have that kind of focus.
所以今天早上我鼓励大家有这种关键生死的态度。
Don't settle for good enough.
不要满足于哎呀够好了。
Some point, you're going to have to jump out of the plane.
有的时候你不得不就要跳出那个飞机，就跟那个降落伞兵一样。
Whether you fold your own parachute or the parachute for someone else, we're all going to have to jump.
对啊，无论是你在帮别人这个折，或是你自己要跳下去，我们都有可能要跳出去。
Be sure that you know what you're doing.
我们要确定我们现在到底在做什么。
Come to God, just like Joseph did. Say, God, I am not sure if what this is true, but if it is, would you speak to me?
我们是不是就像那个金约翰一样说，我真的不太确定你是谁，可是我愿意谦卑下来，如果是真的话，我就来接受你。
Come to God and say, if you are there, I want to know it.
我们是不是能够来对神说，如果你真的存在的话，我要来认识你。
You'll struggle with doubts. The disciples continue to struggle with doubt.
我们刚开始当然会有些怀疑了，可是我慢慢在门徒训练当中，我会了解。
But they got stronger and stronger in their faith as they saw Jesus move.
因为像这些门徒也是一样啊，他们就跟着耶稣，然后越来越来，就越来越了解这个福音。
So the resurrection of Christ is more than just a happy ending to the Easter story.
所以你知道吗？耶稣复活不仅仅是复活节故事的一个快乐结局。
In a world that is overrun with darkness and evil and oppression.It is the promise of heaven, promise of a new beginning.
所以我们现在是在一个被罪恶啊、痛苦啊、死亡困扰的世界。这个复活是一个新的希望，是一个新的应许。
One time I was talking to one of my students at dinner.
有一次我在晚餐的时候跟我的学生谈话。
We were talking about money, and we're talking about what kind of career and ambitions he had.
我就问他，我们就谈到金钱过事情啊，然后就看看说，他的这个对事业的野心是什么。
And I kept trying to tell him, there's got to be more to life than this.
我就一直要跟他讲说，我们生命比现在这些金钱还有拥有更多。
And we got into this heated argument. I said, Justin, what are you?
然后后来我们就讨论越来越激烈，我就问他说 ，Justin, 你到底是谁呀？
Are you just a bag of bones, or does somebody live inside that body?
你只是就说只是有一个人，然后住在这个身体里面吗？
And he threw it back at me and said, "Well, what are you?"
然后他就返回我一句说，那你呢？你算什么呢？
Said, "Ah."
然后我就摸摸脑子。
Wasn't ready for that.
我真的不晓得怎么回答。
Thought about it.I am a child of the King.
我就说我是那个国王的儿子。
I am a friend of God.
我是神的朋友。
He loves me very much.
神非常的爱我。
He's put pure gold in this heart.
他把这个纯金放在我的心里面。
That could sound kind of arrogant, but it's what the Bible says.
这个是圣经这样子讲的非常清楚的。
My friend Justin, he grabbed his head. Yes, I want that.
He accepted.
He said, "I want that."
Oh, 所以那个学生看到他这样子讲了以后，他说：“是的，我愿意接受。”
So I explained the gospel to him.
所以我就把福音介绍给他。
He said, "Okay." I explained it to him many times before. This time, he said, "Okay."
其实我以前跟他说过很多次了，可是那一次他就说好，我接受。
So、we went back to our dorm, went back to the apartment, got on our knees and prayed.
后来我们就回到宿舍公寓，然后我们就跪下来祷告。
You this morning, you say yes to God. I want the bread of life.
我们今天早上是不是愿意也这样跟神说呢？我就是要这个生命的粮。
Because He lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为他已经复活了，我们可以面对明天。
And the next day, and the next day, and the next day.
还有后天，大后天。
Someday, real soon.
有一天真的很快。
We're going to leap into eternity.
我们就将一起来跃入永恒。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for the offer of life.
哦，亲爱的天父，谢谢你，付上了你的生命。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you humbled yourself and laid down your life.
也谢谢主耶稣，你真的卑微自己，赐给我们你的生命。
We thank you for the cross.
我们为你的宝贵十字架向你献上感恩。
And Lord, I thank you that you made it very clear that you did it with joy.
而且你在圣经明明白白告诉我们，你们是用喜悦的心来降服这件事情。
You despised the shame that they heaped upon you.
你不喜欢那些这个自以为是的人。
You were looking forward to the day when your people would be standing blameless with joy, worshiping you.
我们现在就很渴望有一天真的是来到你的面前，坦然无惧的，毫无罪的来到你的面前。
Lord, we pray if there's someone here this morning who has heard you speak.
主啊，我们现在就为那些今天早上来到这边听到福音的人。
For the first time, they've really had their hearts stirred by your spirit.
如果今天早上你的话语感动了这些第一次听到福音的人。
Pray that they could humble themselves and admit they're a sinner.
主啊，就求你让他们就谦卑下来，来认识主耶稣。
Turn to you for abundant life.
来能够得到更丰盛的生命。
And Lord, for the rest of us, revive us with courage to proclaim your glory.
主啊，我们已经听过福音了，主啊，你就给我们力量，让我们来宣扬你的福音。
Lord, revive us with the faith to continue on day after day after day, hoping in you.
是的，就来复兴我们对你的信心，让我们一天一天来更加的复兴。
And Lord, everything we have, we don't deserve it, but we want to serve you, serve your kingdom with excellence.
主啊，我们所拥有的一切，我们真的是不配的。主啊，我们就是要来服侍你，我们来侍奉你。
So Lord, would you be glorified in our lives, in our families, in our church?
愿你在我们的生活当中，我们的教会当中，能够荣耀你的名。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, 马太牧师的信息。
Thank you for the message from Pastor Matt.
今天我们除了要欢庆，主耶稣从死里复活。
We're not only celebrating the Easter that Jesus is resurrected.
今天我们也一起来领受圣餐。
And we're also going to receive the communion.
那请服侍同工到前面来。
Please the server comes to front.
如果你已经接受主耶稣。
If you have already accepted Jesus Christ,
而且按照主耶稣的命令接受洗礼的
and you've been baptized according to Jesus' teaching,
我们欢迎你今天跟我们一起来领受圣餐。
We welcome each one of you to enjoy the communion with us.
如果你还没有接受耶稣
if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior,
或是还没有接受洗礼的
or you haven't been baptized yet,
当饼跟杯传到你面前的时候
When the bread and the cup pass
你请你暂时不要领受
Please hold off
因为只有当你真正的接受耶稣基督而且听从他的命令接受洗礼的
Because only when you truly receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and being baptized
这个饼跟杯对你才有真正的意义
It will be so meaningful for you to take the bread and take the cup
主耶稣被卖的那一夜
The night that Jesus was sold
举起饼来说这是我的身体为你们舍的
He took up the bread said this is my body which is for you
你们要如此行为的是纪念我
Do this in remembrance of me
当饼传出去的时候
When the bread passed through you
让我们一起在位置上继续思想主耶稣在十字架上的恩典
Let's meditate on the grace that Jesus gave to us upon the cross.